Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is the continuing classes on Chaitanya Bhagavat. When Nityananda and all his associates are in a place called Panihati in Bengal, on the banks of the Ganga River. Yesterday we heard a very kind of a miracle in one sense. Nityananda was in the ecstasy of Vrindavan. And in that mood of Vrindavan, he was desirous of having a Kadamba garland. So then his associates said, well, it's not Kadamba season, the trees aren't blooming. And then he said, no, you go in the courtyard, you look and see. So the devotees very faithful and surrendered to the Lord, Nityananda. And he said, all right, I'll try. So then he went out to the garden. And in the garden there was only a lemon tree. But somehow, in that lemon tree there was lots of Kadamba flowers. So this is a rather miraculous event. From a lemon tree comes a Kadamba flower. Lemon is a rather sour object. And Kadamba flowers are very sweet smelling and very aromatic, almost herbal in one sense. And then afterwards, there was more flowers. Amazing flower leelas here. Nityananda is laughing. He's laughing at this whole thing. Oh no, here it is. Starts here, 288. Ara maha ashcharya haila katakshane apurva danara ganda paya sarvajane. Shortly after that, another wonderful incident took place. Everyone smelled the fragrance of Dhammanaka flowers. That's a type of flower in English, or let's say in Latin it's called Artemisia indica, which means it grows in India. Indica means India. Like there's two types of cannabis. There's cannabis sativa and cannabis indica. Cannabis is bong, marijuana, grass, whatever you want to call it. And they call it grass in America. But they have American and Mexican variety, Indian variety. But either variety is illegal. It's intoxication. And it's not because you're in India you can take it. No, you can't take it. But this is another kind of flower specific to India. I'm not sure exactly what Dhammanaka flower is. But apparently it's pretty popular. It must be very fragrant also, because there's a leela of Jagannath Swami going into a garden, and I forget, there's something about Dhammanaka flowers. Actually, a whole leela is called Dhammanaka leela, and it's actually a small tree. It's a flowering tree, and there's some pastime where Krishna and Balaram in the Vrindavan leela, where they go into somebody's garden, and they steal his trees. They uproot his trees, and they run away with his trees. It's something like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to, when he was Nimai Pandit, a young boy, he used to go in the garden of one elderly person. His name was Kulavecha Sridhar. Sridhar was a very humble and poor Brahmin who spent half of his earnings, whatever money he earned, on worshipping of Ganga, whatever money he got. And he was simply read Bhagavatam and Mahabharata and chant his holy names and worship his Shalagram as a Brahmin. But then he had to make a living, so he sold bananas. He's like a sabjiwala, fruitwala, but he was a Brahmin, Kulavecha Sridhar. So he had a banana patch, and he sold banana leaves and banana trunks and bananas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to often play with him in so many beautiful ways. When he was coming home from school, he would take a bunch of bananas from his shop and then say, how much? And then Sridhar would say, 5 rupees. He said, no, I'm not paying you 5 rupees. I'll pay you 3 rupees. His name, I fund it. Then the Brahmin said, listen, 5 rupees is cut rate price. This is a fixed price shop. Like they have in Loy Bazaar, a fixed price shop. And why are you giving me a hard time? I'm an old Brahmin, and 5 rupees is a fair price. No, I'll give you 3. They would argue back and forth. Then Lord Chaitanya would take the bananas and run away. I won't give you anything. And he would run away and eat them all. And then the Brahman would just laugh. Because he was actually in love with Nimai Pandit. He treated him like his own son, and even more so. And then other times, just to increase the ras with Kolavesha Sridhar, Nimai would gather some of his friends, the Jagananda Pandit, and some other mischievous Brahmin boys. Nimai Pandit was Nimai Mishra. Or he is Nimai Mishra. He's a Brahmin boy. He's the incarnation. He is Radha and Krishna combined in Kali Yuga. 500 years ago, the Prem Avatar came. And he would get some of his young friends, like Jagananda Pandit and some other contemporaries of his, and they would take some chutters, and they would go under the chutters and in night time, very late at night, and they would go to the banana patch, banana grove of Kolavetra Sridhar, and one boy would go like this, put his fingers up like, they get, put the chutter over top of them, these big chutters, and he put his fingers like this, make it look like the horns of a bull or a cow or something. And then they two or three boys, they get like this, and make kind of long under the chutter, so it would look like a big cow. And they would walk around in the garden like a black cow, some black, dark, gray chutter. Then they would snitch bananas and put them under the under the chutter. Then they would sneak out. And then they would be laughing and goofing off in the night. And Kolavesha would say, who's that? He would come out with a lantern, some oil light, like mustard oil light or something like that, oil lamp. Who's that? Some animal stealing his bananas. So this pastime of Nimai, he also, when he was Krishna, used to like to steal things also. So sometimes Krishna and Balaram would go into a garden, someone was growing these Dhammanaka flowers. And they would go in it, and they would go in and rip up the tree and run away with it. Krishna seemed to like this ripping up the trees program. Because later when he married Rukmini, and then Rukmini at the marriage of Rukmini, at the Swayamvara Rukmini and Dwarkadish, the Narada Muni came. And he's always flying all around the place. He's like an international traveler. So he can bring all kinds of gifts from all around the world. Like if you have some wealthy friends, and they fly around the place, then they may sometimes bring you gifts from exotic lands, you know, wood carvings and figurines and bathing suits from Tahiti and things like that. So similarly, when Narada Muni popped into Indra Loka one day, see what was happening with Indra, and he came to play a few songs for him on his veena and preached to him to stop, you know, looking at dancing girls and get a little serious about his bhakti, stop looking at cricket matches and stop surfing the internet. So Narada Muni went to tell Indra that. And then Indra, he said, Narada, what would you like? And Indra said, well, I'm going down to Dwarka. Why don't you give me your best possible celestial flower, because I've been invited to the wedding and you shouldn't come to a wedding party empty-handed, as you know. So then Indra said, well, I'll give you my Parijat flower. So then he took the Parijat flower and he kept it in a refrigerated box, you know, on his, inside his veena. and then he flew down to Dwarka, and then he presented that to Rukmini. He gave it to Dwarkadish, and Dwarkadish gave that Parijat flower to Rukmini. And Rukmini was very proud of that flower, and it was a very desired flower because it's something that people on the earth have heard about, the famous Parijat flower from Nandakananan Gardens in Indraloka, Swargaloka. It's a very extraordinary exotic fragrance. It's rather intoxicating. The flower is so sweet and inspiring, makes you feel youthful, makes you feel very young and fresh, just to smell it. And so as soon as Rukmini got that, she put it in her hair so that all the other ladies could look at it. Sometimes that's done. So then all the other ladies, include some of the other, or maybe she was already married, I don't know, But some later queens that came, like Satyabhama was Krishna's second queen that he married. And she heard that Rukmini got this Parijat flower, so she always wanted to have one. So one time she was in Man, and then Dwarkadish went, and because Satyabhama means Bham, Bhamya Prakar. Bhamya Prakar means she's a little left wing. Bhamya means left wing. She's a little hot-headed. Rukmini is Dakshin, Prakar. She's very submissive, and very submissive and non-argumentative and non-contrary and very gentle with her husband, Krishna. But Satyabhama, his other queen, she's a little hot-headed. Krishna has 16,108 queens in Dwarka, but Satyabhama is a little saucy type. So she was a little unfavorable, didn't want to meet with Dwarkadish, and so he was pleading with her, said, listen, I'll do anything, I'll give you whatever you want. That's usually what husbands say. You know, they want to buy off their wives' good feelings. Sometimes wives show bad feelings so they can get something out of their husband. And then he says, oh, what's wrong? And, oh, nothing. And, oh, I'll give you anything, this, that. So she said, you know, Rukmini, she got a Parijat flower, but, you know, and I never got one. Why didn't I ever get one? So if you want to make me happy, if you really love me, then you'll give me a Parijat tree. So one time Krishna was invited, there was some dinner party on Indraloka. Or maybe Indra was marrying one of his sons or something like that. And he invited Krishna to the wedding. So Krishna decided to take Satyabhama. Of course, it's all arranged by Leela Shakti Yoga Maya. And Satyabhama got there, and she was very quiet because women are expert judges of Kaladesha Patra. Women are expert judges of time, place, and circumstance. They know exactly the right place and exactly the right time to drop the bomb on their husband's heads. When they want to get something, or when they want to tell him off, or whatever, they know exactly, at this place, at this time, I'm going to let him have it. Let him have it. And this and that. So she was very smiling, and all the social behavior that people put on when they go to parties, and hello, hee-haw, this, that. You look so good, and so do you, and nice to see you, and nice to see you too, and all the artificialities that people usually exchange at these type of social functions, and pretend they're happy with their husbands and wives, and everybody puts on a good show. It's a drama within a drama. The actual drama, it's Mr., you know, your friend Sunil Gupta's wedding party. That's the major drama. But then the small dramas are the dramas of the people inside the wedding party. It's all another drama. This wife, this husband, that wife, or just the whole, hello. Oh. But Satyabhama is very cool. And then she was coming out, she got in Krishna's car, and they were leaving the party. And on our way out the main driveway, Indra's main driveway of his palace, out at the corner of her eye, Satyabhama spotted a garden, Nandakananan, the private garden of Indradev. And she said, oh, Dwarkadish, wait a second. Oh, see those trees? Are those Parijat trees? And then he said, yes. He said, remember, you promised me that you would get me one? Oh, no. So then he said, yeah, I did promise that you won. But can we get it later? And then she said, not later, now. And he said, okay. And then Krishna ran over there with Taruka, and they yanked up a Parijat tree. They ripped it off. They stole it from Indra's private garden. And Amali, the gardener, saw that and he pulled the alarm, he pressed the alarm button. Security alarm. And the bell went off in Indra's palace. Bang, 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 bang. There's a theft. Indra Dev, you know, someone's, he called in on his mobile. Mali called on his mobile, called Indra and said, listen, maybe he sent him SMS, I don't know. But he called him and he said, Bhagavan, your guest, he's ripping off your parija tree. So Indra came out there with a whole regalia of soldiers and started attacking Krishna. He said, what's this? I invite you for a party, you steal my tree. So even Krishna stealing trees. So in Vrindavan, he did the same thing. Krishna and Balaram broke into somebody's garden, they stole the Dhammanaka tree. Now every year in the springtime in Chaitra Mas, in Jagannath Puri, there's a garden called Jagannath Vallabha Bagicha. Jagannath Vallabha Bagicha is off the Grand Road. It's off the main road where the Rath Yatra cart goes. It's called Temple Road, Mandir Karasta. And they take the Utsav deities of Krishna and Balaram, who are appearing there as Jagannath and Balaram, and the Brahmins go down there, and then they take the Utsav deities to observe, and one Brahmin dresses as Krishna, and one Brahmin dresses as Balaram, with Gopa Vesh, a coward boy, dhoti, and top knot, and peacock feather, and vamshi, and everything like Krishna and Balaram. And then they play certain music like chor bhajans. Churanga, chor bhajans, bhajans about stealing. And then the two Brahmins in the role of Krishna and Balaram, and the deities of Krishna and Balaram are watching, Jagannath and Balaram, they go into the garden, and there's a garden of Dhammanaka trees. And with their flowering at this time, and they're looking this way, that way. And then they go to the little like tree, and then they pull it, they dig around it. They go with a shovel. They have a special golden shovel that's part of the paraphernalia of Jagannath that they use. They take out the golden shovel and they dig. It's Utsav Paura. I think Paura means shovel. You know, this thing is called a Paura. It's called Paura. Like we call shovel, digging the ground. And then they dig around and they take the trees and they put over their shoulders. And then the deities go in procession while these bhajans go back to the temple. They enact the Dhammanaka Briksha Chor Leela. The Leela of Jagannath and Balaram stealing trees. So this is the same flower, this Dhammanaka flower that they're suddenly amazed. Dhammanaka pushpera sugandhi man hare dashdik vyapata hoila sakala mandire. The fragrance of those Dhammanaka flowers enchanted everyone's mind. All 10 directions were filled with that fragrance. Hasi nityananda bali are bhai sabha baladeki ki gandera pao anubhava. Nitai smiled. Oh brothers, tell me, do you smell something? So he's really into a pushpa lila here. First he tells his friend to go out to the garden and bring him a kadamba flowers outside of season. There's only a lemon tree there, a lime tree, and it's blooming with kadamba flowers. So they make a mala, they offer to him. Now he says, oh, listen, look. Everybody smells those Dhammanaka flowers. Wow. Kara jyota kari sabe lagila kahite apurva danara ganda pai chari bite. Everyone folded their hands and said, we smell the wonderful fragrance of Dhammanaka flowers in the four directions. Now this is a mystery. This is amazing. What is the secret behind this? How is this happening? Sabara vachan shuni nityananda rai. Kahite lagila gopya parama kripai. On hearing their words, Nityananda mercifully revealed the secret behind this, the gopya. Prabhubale shuna savi parama rahasya, tamara sakale iha janiba avashya. Nityananda said, listen to the most confidential topic. All of you shall understand this. Chaitanya gosai aji shunite kirtan. Nila chala haite kari lena agaman. When we are here in Bengal, right now, in Panihati Gram, on the banks of the Ganga, we are performing kirtan. Madhava Ghosh is leading kirtan in the style of Vrindavan, that beautiful, sweet Braj kirtan, special flavor, special sweetness and intimacy. And we were all dancing and enjoying. Do you know what happened at that time? All the way from Orissa, Jagannath Puri, Nilachal, Lord Chaitanya came to hear the kirtan. So what does that mean? That means that wherever the Lord is, he can come to hear the kirtan. You're having a kirtan in Delhi or in Guragaon, and the Lord's in Aprakat, Aprakat Lila, Aprakat, unmanifested, he's unseen. So the Lord was also unseen there. He was not Prakat, he was not Prakat in Bengal, he was Prakat in Puri. So he's not Prakat in Guragaon, he's Prakat in Navadvip, Nitya Navadvip or Nitya Vrindavan, at Prakat Lila. So he can, for the Lord, he can be Prakat, Aprakat, Avirbhav, Tirobhav, Avirbhav, Avirbhav, manifestation, Tirobhav, unmanifested. But unmanifested doesn't mean non-existent. Like the sun goes down, you can say, oh, it's unmanifested. It's, oh, the sun has disappeared. No, it's not manifested. The sun doesn't, never disappears. So the Vaishnava, the pure devotee, the Shuddha Bhakt, he's Avirbhav and Tirobhav. He appears and he disappears, but he's always manifest. Because he's Nitya. Nityavani. His Vani is Nitya, his Shiksha. His Shiksha Vani is Bhagavad Vani. Is Nitya. So he's living in that and broadcasting that. So the Lord came. Sarvange Pariya Divya Damana Kamala Eka Brikshe Avalambana Kariya Rahila. This is the secret. So verse by verse, of course, he's having a conversation, so these sentences are flowing consistently. Within a minute or two, the whole secret is revealed, although we're taking longer time to understand different aspects. He came here to hear the kirtan. And do you know what kind of garland he was wearing? Damanaka flowers. And where are the Damanaka flowers growing? In Jagannath Vallabha Garden, in Jagannath Puri. I just told you. The same flowers. And he stayed here for a while, leaning against one tree. And while Gauranga was leaning against that tree, Sri Se Sri Angara Divya Damanaka Gande Chaturdike Purnahai Achaye Anande. As he leaned there, emanating from his garland, spreading in all four directions, the divine fragrance of that Damanakan garland spread everywhere, which was decorating his body. Toma Sabakara Nitya Kirtan Dekite Apane Aila Prabhu Nila Chala Haite. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally came from Nilachala to see you all dance and chant in kirtan. Nritya kirtan dekite. Nritya, nach, dancing, kirtan. Prabhupada was in Bury Place. Bury Place is a famous street in London. And there, the ISKCON Temple was there. In 1969, Prabhupada went there, or 1970, and performed kirtan. And he was chanting Hare Krishna. He's looking like this. And for a long time. And then he was sometimes smiling, looking like this. Then afterwards, the devotee said, Gurudev, Prabhupada, what or who or why you were looking like that and smiling? He said, oh, two great devotees, most exalted devotees came for the kirtan. And actually they're coming regularly. So now I want you to make some asan for them. Because whenever a guest comes and you offer him an asan, yes? Yes. And some water and kind words. So the two great devotees, they've been coming regularly to see your dancing, nritya, and to see your kirtan, And one of them is named Narada Muni, the Bhakta avatar, Bhakti Shakti avatar. And the other is Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is the head of the Sampradaya. And he wants to see, oh, these guys are in my Sampradaya? The Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya has extended from Brahma Loka all the way down to Buri Place? From Brahma Loka to Buri Place. Unbelievable. Because Narada Muni went there and told Brahma, who's Brahma? He's Big Daddy. Brahma's Big Daddy. He's Narada Muni's father. And ultimately our fathers too. He's the big, big daddy of all of us. At least our bodies, let's say. And he said, Dad, listen, this Swami Bhaktivedanta is doing some amazing things. This Swami Bhaktivedanta is like, you won't believe it. He's rattling the whole earth planet. He's shaking the whole earth planet with your Sampradaya. Huh? No, my Sampradaya. My Sampradaya is sleepy type. Maybe it must be Rudra Sampradaya. They make a lot of noise. Bam bam bole. Of course, they're Vaishnava Sampradaya. But the Vishnu Swami. Yes, it's happening. It's in England. England? What is England? come. We'll get on your swan carrier. You know, that he has a super luxury liner, you know. It's super fast. And very comfortable. Like all reclining seats, you sleeper seats, you know, they can recline like that. Some of the Vimans aren't so comfortable. You know, some of the demigods ride on bulls and some ride on peacocks and other, but the Brahma has this huge swan, very comfortable, soft feathers, like a goose feather bed, you know. goose feather pillows. Natural. Because he's a huge, like, swan type. You know, he's a huge swan, and he's like a goose. You know, goose and swan are similar in some sense. Neck is longer. So they can just relax there and just, you know, it's like one of those Concorde airplanes, you know. Mm-hmm. Just have you just, the first class seat you put down, you go to sleep, and you wake up in London. So then Narada Muni and Brahma came to the kirtan just to see the chanting and dancing of these wild Englishmen and all these mlechas and yavanas and nastics and pashandis that somehow took to Krishna Bhakti by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and were chanting and dancing in the holy names of the Lord, Nam Sankirtan. Brahma was amazed and most happy at the same time. Thereafter, they made small vyasasans. They made very small vyasasans to put on the main altar with Radhalanda Nishwar on either side by the parampara for Lord Brahma and Narada Muni. And they were there for many years to commemorate Prabhupada's vision of that. So the same thing was happening 500 years ago in Bengal. Wasn't Lord Brahma and Narada Muni, but it was God himself. Another transcendental personality, the origin of everything, Lord Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya, he came to see them chanting and dancing. It says in Shastra, there's four places where Lord Chaitanya can appear at any time. And one place is in his mother's house. His mother's house is in Mayapur, Navadvip, West Bengal, on the bank of the Ganga. Although he may be traveling in South India as a wandering mendicant, as a Madhukari sannyasi, or avadhut, just wandering here and there, far, far, far away from Navadvip. Or he may be in Jagannath Puri in Orissa, and his mother is simply home cooking for him, and cooking and offering boga to their shalagram, Sheila, because she's a Brahmani. Her husband was deceased after her son left, or before that her husband left the world, Jagannath Mishra. So she was dutifully and regularly cooking for the Gar Thakur, Shalagram. And when she would offer, after she would offer, she would think, oh, when my baby was here, I would offer it to my Shalagram and do my puja and artik, and afterwards I would give the the hot rice and ghee and sandesh and so many beautiful spinach sabjis, 5, 6, 7, 8 different kinds of palak and spinach, sometimes 10, 15 different kinds of spinach sabjis, and vegan, or what do you say, eggplant, and many types of sabjis I would give to Gauranga. But now he's grown up and he's gone away, and she's meditating that he's eating. But when she's meditating and she's offering food, he would come there. He would come there. And sometimes he would eat. And she would see him. She's in meditation, just thinking, meditating, oh, I'm meditating. And she, I'm having spurti. I'm having spurti. I was just meditating, just thinking in an amorphous way, thinking, yes, I'm just thinking. I'm not actually seeing. Thinking is one thing. It's like thinking, and then dhyana is something else. Chintana. Chintana means thinking. Dhyana is some experience. So when one comes to bhava, then his thinking becomes concentrated dhyana. Dhyana becomes concentrated and produces vision. You actually see. You see the object you're thinking. Now you're thinking, thinking, thinking. In dreams, you see your thoughts. Now if you sit down and think of your wife, you'll think of your wife, but you can't see your wife. Because your internal eye is not working until you go unconscious. When you go unconscious, then your mental eye opens up and shows you a picture of your wife, and you see your wife. And dhyana is concentrated conscious thinking is dhyana. But dhyana is not possible unless one is extremely sattvic, because there can't be any dhyanam unless there's the absence of ikshep. And ikshep means distraction or jumping of the mind. So even to perform dhyanam, which is one limb of the yogic ladder, it requires a lot of sattva guna and a lot of shanti. Shuddhan shanti. One may be sattvic in his food and someone, but his mind is completely rajasic. And his chit is, consciousness is full of rajasic samskaras. So, I'm eating sattvic food and I'm vegetarian, all these things. So he's arranging some sattvic physical vibration, but his chit is, samskaras are so full of rajasic. His chitta is so full of rajasic samskaras that even if he tries to sit, he's a great vegetarian and a great sattvic yogi, this, that, but he tries to meditate, he can't. Well, this meditation is not simply a joke. So that's dhyana. But then spurti is such that you're thinking, she's thinking, oh yes, I'm thinking. But I'm aware, I'm thinking, I'm offering. Listen, oh, he's there. I'm seeing him, I'm feeding him, he's smiling. So this, when you actually see, you're not sleeping and seeing in a dream, you're actually awake, conscious. That's called spurti. That comes for prani bhaktas and bhava bhaktas. Spurti vi spurti sakshan darshan. And she thought it was so real. I said, oh no, it can't be real. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya would bite or eat something. After she would stop thinking, that's okay, now I'll take the round. Oh! Something has been bitten here. Some mouse maybe came or something, or I have my eyes closed. Oh, these mice, I have to watch out, you know, this, that. She, and then another time, so then one place Lord Chaitanya appears, no matter where he is, whenever Mother Sachi cooks. Another place is in Panihati, in the house of Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti. Whenever they cook some food, then he appears. Another place is wherever Nityananda dances, wherever his associate Nityananda dances, he appears. Where's the fourth place? Wherever there's pure chanting of the holy name is the fourth place. So here, and now it's Raghava Pandit's house and Panihati, and Nityananda's there, and the pure devotees are chanting. So the three of the four places where Lord Chaitanya can appear randomly any time they've all come together at one place. Now there's another very esoteric, interesting point here that devotees are smelling the fragrance of flowers that they can't see, and fragrance of flowers that are not visible and apparently not there in the conscious environment. So this is amazing. This is something mystical. Like you smell, oh, I smell roses. And you look in 50 miles direction, there's no rose bushes. You look in 50 miles, there's no rose garland. There's no rose oil. Nobody broke a bottle of rose oil or anything like that. No rose. How is it possible? It's a seeming impossibility. But this same phenomenon happens even with devotees. This is the Lord himself, God himself. So God, of course, can do the impossible. But even devotees, sometimes they also, and this is an apricot experience. The Lord is in Puri, so he's apricot. He's not manifest or visible in this place of Panihati. But all, suddenly his effect was there, the smell of the garland. Sometimes great saints, even 50 years ago or 20 years ago, or even today, we've read about great saints. They go in, they're sitting in Vrindavan, or Mayapur, some holy dham or whatever, and they're meditating on the spiritual world, or meditating on Radha and Krishna's pastimes. And they're meditating that they're existing in their spiritual body. And in their eternal spiritual body as sakis or gopis, as maidservants or maidens, handmaidens of Srimati Radhika. Radhika's Lalita said, oh, bring some that fragrant oil. Go to Radharani's cabinet and bring some fragrant oil from Vrindadevi to offer to Radharani. So then that maidservant runs out of the kunja, the Kali Mandir, and she runs to Vrindadevi and she says, oh, I need some of that fragrant oil, that amber fragrant oil, that Vru, whatever, Juhi. And so then Vrindadevi gives her that fragrant oil to offer to Radharani. Then that maidservant, she runs to give it to Radharani. Oh, and then she just gets to the door of the Kunja Mandir, and she trips, and she drops the oil, and it spills. It's, oh, and then at that moment, that sadhaka, that devotee who's meditating, deeply meditating on the Nitya Leela, the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna, he comes out of that meditation, that vision, that spurti, and he starts crying, oh, I had an opportunity to serve Radha and Krishna, to serve Radharani in my spiritual body, in my deep meditation, in the apricot dham, in the unmanifested spiritual world, but somehow I blew it. I tripped at the last moment. And he was lamenting and relap and crying, oh my, when will I get that fortune again? Maybe I'll never get that meditation, that gift of meditation again, or never have that experience again. How unfortunate I am. And what is the use of my life? Meanwhile, in the ashram nearby, all of his shishya and associates living there in that kuti or in that ashram, they were smelling in the 10 directions, they were smelling a most unusual fragrance. What is that? What is that fragrance? We have no flowers like this in the bagicha. What is that fragrance? And then they were chasing it out, following their noses, because it was so captivating and enchanting that they were captivated. We must find out. Like sometimes you smell something. Where's it coming from? What is that? Something amazing. Or so oftentimes in a village is something not so amazing. Or even in the city, some bad smell is there. And you say, what is that? What is that? So the devotees, the disciples, they ran in and they said, oh, Gurudev, they traced the smell that was most intense coming from Gurudev's kutir. And then, And Gurudev was crying. Gurudev, why are you crying? And he said, oh, nothing, nothing. He said, no, no. And then they smelled this cheddar because in his unhappiness, in lamentation of losing that meditation, that spurti, and that service he failed to execute, he had a cheddar on his head, and then he just took it and threw it. He said, ah, and threw it. And then the disciples, they said, hey, this is... And they smelled it and said, this fragrance... It's in this cheddar. That's what we've been smelling all over the ashram. And they said, Gurudev, what is this? What is this? He said, no, that's nothing. That's that. And then finally, he said, well, actually, I was doing this service in my mind, meditating on the spiritual world. And somehow that fragrance came from there, Aprakat Dham, came all the way down here to Prakat, to this earth planet, to now time. And it's here, all of us, to smell. So these type of phenomena happen even today. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. So here Lord Chaitanya has come all the way from Puri, and he's standing there leaning on a tree with his Dhammanaka garland that was offered to him from flowers from Jagannath Bagicha, and now everyone's smelling that. And he came to see the kirtan, and the proof that he's, like Lord Nityananda said, Lord, because first he said, you smell that? Because he's going the other way around. He didn't just say, Lord Chaitanya came to see the kirtan. First he said, do you smell something, Apurva? Apurva Gande? Apurva Gande, some unprecedented, unbelievable smell. You smell that? And they said, yes. And where's it coming from? We don't know. Well, you know where it's coming? It was coming from Lord Chaitanya. Oh, Lord Chaitanya, where? I don't see. Yes, he was here leaning against a tree. Oh, why did he come? He came to see you are kirtan and you're dancing. So what's the conclusion of all this? Let's find out tomorrow.